one question and ask Catherine, or one comment that I wanted to comment on. We have a wonderful subscriber from Arizona writes, as a subscriber to your blog, I must say that I view the world through an entirely different lens than ever before. It is a blessing, but also something of a curse in that my old associations and conversations concerning politics, finance, health, and environment have altered so much that I find myself at a distance whenever someone else is totally influenced through corporate media, party affiliation, societal and environmental organizations. Many thanks. So what I wrote back is what I absolutely believe. With your old associations, just try loving them and quietly looking for opportunities for your knowledge to help them in a manner that is energizing for both of you. Your knowledge makes you powerful. Use that power to serve, respecting each person's right to choose their individual purpose and path. Once upon a time, I used to struggle with this when I woke up one day and realized my map of what was going on was very, very different than other people's. At the same time, what I realized is not everybody wants to really know what's going on. They find it, for a variety of reasons, unappealing to do so. And what I found is that it's remarkably easy for me to use my knowledge to support and help them in the way that they would find interesting or helpful. And I don't really need to share my map with them, and they don't need to share their map with me. So it's very possible to love and enjoy somebody else's company, but not necessarily share a commitment to understanding what's really going on.